the wife's uncle was kind of caught on a fire, and we were there as well and caught on it as well. And just to see them fellas and girls doing what they do as a volunteer, as a, that's what I want to do, and that's just what I've done.
What do you mean you got caught in a fire?
Well, at times the fire, the February fires, 2009, the fires was in Kilmore, and they got caught in them. They were trapped in, the house was trapped, the house was just, they just come on you fairly quick, you know, the fire just surrounded you, and we're trapped in there, and not knowing really what to do, and seeing the CFA, what they did do, and what they could do, It was just...
It must have been pretty frightening coming from Ireland and having no experience of bushfires, and then all of a sudden to be confronted with one.
You're right, it was, definitely. I mean, to see the fires, you know, you think of a fire, you think of a bonfire, but these fires was maybe 1,000 acres, and the actual 2009 fire was 209 miles right around. So, I mean, it's massive and it burnt a lot of ground.
Yeah, they're ferocious, aren't they, when you come up close to them?
Ferocious is no name for it. They're definitely, you get your eyes opened and it's scary. Takes no prisoners.
And do you actually fear for your life whenever you know they're close?
No, not fear, because you're trained. You know, you're training the scenarios, what's going to happen and what to expect. So, no, I wouldn't be scared now. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you'll be weary, but not scared now.
And what was it like? Have you actually fought bushfires yet?
Oh, yeah. Loads of them. Depends on the fire. Every fire is different. So the last fire we did was sort of where there's asset protection, which was protecting houses and property. You know, so it was just, the place is just screaming with fire. It just turns day into night. And, you know, it's just, there's embers landing on you. It's definitely an eye-opener.
And so you land in basically to protect somebody's house?
Yeah.
And how far would you go to protect somebody's house?
You would go until you thought it was, this is not safe.
You wouldn't risk your own life then?
No, you wouldn't risk your own life. No, you wouldn't put your own life in danger, definitely not.
And how do you go about protecting a property? Say whenever you land there, you can see the flames aren't that too far away. What's the first thing you do?
First thing you do, you sort of have a look around the house and to see, you know, what's about, you know, if there's cars, trying to get the cars moved, if there's lawnmowers, you know, stuff that burns, you know, like petrol and stuff like that, gas cylinders. Just sort of get that red and clear it out of the way, tidy it up a bit, then just soak in the house in water and just drench the place.
Have you had any close shaves?
We've been in a few tight spots. We've definitely been in a few tight spots, but nothing that I felt that my life was in danger. No, the training is first class, but now my life, I would definitely, I would never have been any risker.
And do you get an adrenaline rush whenever you're doing that job?
You do. That's the problem. You get addicted to it. It's good.
Yes, yeah. Because you feel as if you're making a difference,
You definitely, you're a part of the community. You're doing it for the community, you know, and it's, you get a good feeling out of it.
It's a long way from St Johnstone to be tackling bushfires in Australia. No experience of it over here?
No experience at all.
And when you tell people back at home about the job and what it involves, what do they think?
My mum would be worried about it, all right, you know, but as I say, you have to see it to believe it. You know, it's all for the community. It's a good community spirit, you know.
We're starting now, coming into our winter. Coming into your summer back in Melbourne, does that mean that you're going to be very busy from here on in?
We will be very busy this year. Everybody's talking about it. The summer has come early and they're expecting to be bad.
A lot of bushfires.
A lot of bushfires. So we just take it as it comes and hopefully it's not as bad as they say.